off the grill.
We are live. This is Fresh Off the Grill podcast, your main number one podcast for all the MMA news. Yeah, the Fresh Boys are back.
The Fat Boys are back.
I fucking love that song. I want to get a remix for and like make one for the show, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
UFC is finally back in our lives after 2 weeks off. About the longest break I can remember them having since they used to only do like one pay-per-view a month.
We had a good holiday, but a bad week in football.
Tremendous holiday. I got as high as Astro pussy.
Yeah, I know. I had to come pick you up. And, you know, end of the night at Stevens. That's always good. Anyway.
Steve was already three buttons down when we got there. That's how you know he's like.
He was stumbling drunk.
He's lubed up. Ready to go.
Well, all right. The Patriots in a
good old fashioned slobber knocker.
Too little, too late game against the Texans.
They played like shit.
Yeah.
Until it was too late. And then they almost won it. If they had gotten that onside kick, I firmly believe they would have won that game.
They made, I don't even know his name. The quarterback for the Texans looked good.
He's good. Deshaun Watson. He's good.
He's poop.
He's good.
He's poop.
He has, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I'd say he's top 7, 8 maybe. He's definitely up there.
Poop.
We played like shit. The offense was anemic once again. Even when we got the ball on their side of the field, we couldn't turn it into points because the kicker, who we had to replace again this week because Nick Folk got an appendectomy, we signed some fucking bum named Kai Forbath. Sounds like some bad guy from a Power Rangers show.
He certainly did take a bath because he was fucking rubbish.
Trash. Garbage. Missed like a 20-something yard field goal. And it wasn't even close. It was horribly off to the left.
I mean, anything else around the league? I didn't really get a chance to watch the other games.
Big game of the week was actually the 49ers taking on the Ravens. Bit of a back and forth battle with the Ravens ending up winning it on a last second field goal. I mean, with Justin Tucker as your kicker, you're almost, if the game comes down to a field goal, you're most likely going to win it.
Would that put the Ravens ahead of the 49ers in the standings just because they beat them?
AFC and NFC. That puts the Ravens ahead of us in the AFC. Yeah. We're now the number two seed. We've got to hope for them to lose a game and for us to win out, which is tough because we have the Chiefs coming up this week.
Chiefs is going to be a tough game, and I mean, we're also going to face Buffalo again in our division.
That's a tough game. At least that's a home game.
So
there's a chance Buffalo could win the division.
Right.
If Buffalo wins out, and if we lose to the Chiefs and to Buffalo, the division goes to Buffalo.
I saw some stat that last time we lost a game and Alabama lost a game.
It's like 6 years ago or some shit like that, maybe even longer, like 2006.
In the same week, we came back the next year to win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that that's going to happen, but
no, it's just cool stats that you see. Russell Wilson kind of cemented himself. For MVP, it's going down between Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson's kind of the favorite right now, which means that my preseason pick was way off.
Who'd you pick?
I think Saquon Barkley. This motherfucker missed like 6 games, so he's definitely not getting it. He's not even the best running back in the league this year. He kind of had a pretty down year.
Lamar Jackson's no joke, certainly.
He's nasty. Like I say a lot, I kind of wanted the Patriots to draft him last year, but that ended up not happening. We took fucking, I don't even know who we took. Isaiah Wynn? Yeah, we took Isaiah Wynn instead. And he was hurt the entire first year.
The big UFC on this week is going to be UFC on ESPN 7.
Yep. Overeem versus Rozenstruik. Sounds like a fucking evil bad guy from some video game in the 90s.
An evil bad guy as opposed to a good bad guy?
Yeah. There's some gray area. But he sounds like a bad guy from the 90s, like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie or some fucking...
He's a low-rent Bond villain.
Yeah, kind of. He looks bad. He has a big beard.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyways, first fight of the night, you've got Cody Stammen taking on Song Yadong. I'm going to go with a little bit of an upset. I'm going to go with Cody Stammen because he's a wrestler. Hopefully that'll lead him to being able to dictate the pace and take down Yadong.
I'm going Cody as well on this one.
Up next, we've got Aspen Ladd versus Yana Kudnetskaya. I think I'm going with Aspen Ladd on this one. If she has a good weight cut and makes weight, I think she wins this fight.
I mean, she killed the Night King, so I think she has a really good shot in this fight. Aspen Ladd's no joke, though. She's a good fighter. I think she's going to take this one.
I don't think Yana Kunitskaya has near the power that Jermaine Durandamy has. And also, that weight cut was horrible for Ladd. Like, she almost died on the scales.
I feel like Ladd's had more notable opponents as well. So I think that'll benefit her as far as experience-wise.
Outside of Cyborg, Yana really hasn't fought big names. She's fought people you'd probably have heard of.
And she got knocked out in the first round against Cyborg, which most people do. But
yeah. The only other person you may have heard is Lena Landsberg, only because she also fought Cyborg.
Fucking Steven Landsberg?
Yep.
Eating lunch by himself?
Exactly. But yeah, I think as long as Aspen Ladd has a good weight cut, makes weight for this fight, I think the fight's hers to win or lose. Third fight of the night, you've got the return of Stefan Struve. He had a brief retirement, and he's going up against Ben Rothwell. I'm going with Ben Rothwell. He's goofy. He's not that much smaller than Struve. I think he's like 6'7". He hits harder than Struve. I don't think Struve's going to be able to knock him out. I doubt Struve is going to be able to take him down, and his only advantage is really on the ground.
I'm going to go with Stefan Struve in this one. I like the skyscraper. I just don't like Ben Rothwell, to be honest.
He's fucking weird.
But I have to admit that Struve doesn't really... He has a great reach advantage against most fighters, and he almost never uses it.
He never uses it.
He hits strikes close. He's weird. A lot of clinch.
He doesn't know how to use his range.
A lot of clinch striking.
You think someone with an 84-inch reach would be able to keep someone, especially like Ben Rothwell, someone who's not your prototypical athletic heavyweight. He's not like a Francis Ngannou.
What you're calling
He's
him.
Fat and sloppy.
He's a slob.
He's fat and sloppy. Exactly. He's hairy. He's weird. He probably fucking smells.
He definitely looks like he smells. I think the only smellier looking heavyweight I can think of.
That Russian dude, Blagoy Ivanov.
How did you know?
Because he fucking looks like he that smells dude definitely like smells. Ass.
He smells like, you ever had those like olives they stuff with like feta cheese?
Oh, yeah.
He probably smells like that.
Ben Rothwell kind of looks like his house smells like piss. I don't know why.
Like animal piss? Like his piss? Whose piss are we
like
talking
maybe
about?
Someone's elderly dad, like his wife's dad, lives with him and he just sits in his recliner all day and just kind of pisses himself in his diapers and the whole house just smells like it. The cat agrees. But I just think the fight's his. Stefan Struve has been out for a while. Ben Rothwell hits hard even though he sucks. And he's unathletic and trash.
I could go either way. I'm just going with Struve because I like him.
Fair enough. Up next, you've got Marina Rodriguez, who's undefeated, taking on Cynthia Calvillo with one loss. I think I'm going to go with a bit of the upset and go with Calvillo on this one.
I'm going Rodriguez, and that's Gabe's lock of the week.
Now in the main event, we've got Alistair Overeem taking on Jairzinho Rozenstruik.
That's about as good as you can get.
Dude, his name's the alphabet.
It's outside of Russian fighters, he's got one of the most complicated names I've seen.
It's weird because the first name almost looks like a Brazilian name.
Zinho at the end?
Yeah, and the last name looks like a fucking German name.
Roshan's Struk?
Exactly. This dude's like, I don't know. That's it's like weird.
A Nazi formation they use in WW2.
I'm going to go with Rosenstruck, and that's Rob's lock of the week. I got no fucking faith in Overeem's chin.
I was going to say, I'm going to double lock that, actually.
And this dude has a kickboxing background, so it's not like he's afraid to stand up with Overeem. He's going to crack him. He's going to put him down. He has the second fastest knockout in heavyweight history, and he has two knockouts in a row under 45 seconds.
Yeah, and Overeem doesn't have a chin anymore, and you should fucking
He's
retire.
Never had a chin, to tell you the truth.
No.
Even when he fought at light heavyweight, Chuck Liddell knocked him out. Mad people knocked this dude out. He combined in kickboxing and MMA, he probably has like 20-something knockout losses.
He should retire. He's been fighting too long.
He's still competitive, though.
Yeah, but that dude's going to be punch drunk as fuck.
He already is. You ever hear him speak? He sounds like a fucking moron.
I mean, isn't that part of it, like being Dutch?
Yeah.
He's going to have a weird accent.
And also, he talks up horse meat a lot. It's not that good. I've had it. It's all right. I mean, given the choice between pork, beef, and horse, horse is definitely last on the list. Like, that's below...
That's below sheep, but it's below goat.
Yeah. I've had goat. Goat's all right. I don't even like lamb, and I think I'd put that above horse. I haven't had cat. Isaac says cat's the best meat he's ever had.
He also described them killing it by putting it in a bag and like slamming it against the ground.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't even know if he's talking about back when he was in Italy or when he was in Ghana. So
that's definitely a Ghana type of thing. That Ghana sounds fucked up. He was telling me a story today. He comes up out of nowhere. He goes, man, in my country, if you steal something or if you was gay, we kill you. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, for real, man. That's why I'm afraid to even touch someone else's phone. He's like, they used to chase people down the street and put tires around them and cover them with kerosene and light them on fire.
What the fuck?
And I was like...
He also did bring up that video of, like, decapitation.
Not just decapitations. They fully took off arms, legs, and the head.
Straight dismemberment while we're at lunch. And like, dude, why are you watching that?
He asked me, he's like, hey, Rob, you have a heart? And I was like, I mean, yeah, I guess. I thought he was going to show me some video of, like, a puppy or something. This motherfucker shows a video of some guy with a machete picking up someone's head and just severed body parts all over the place.
All right.
Isaac's a funny ass dude, though.
Yeah, but he varies so much in life.
Dude, he's weird, but that thing he said with Andrew kind of fucking killed me. When Andrew started choking on that piece of chicken, I was like, damn, Isaac, you know the Heimlich maneuver? You're going to save his life? He's like, no, I would let him die. And it, like, what?
Death is a beautiful thing.
Who the fuck says that?
Africans, I guess. I don't
know. And he was like, yeah, for real.
I know they like rice. That's about all I know about them.
Dude, that motherfucker's retarded.
Fucking Compton-ass Perry? No, different Perry.
He sucks.
Greasy-ass Perry. I was joking with Andrew, and how we were saying that you can smell him coming from like a mile away.
Dude, you can.
Literally, he has like a trail of cologne.
Not just that, but he's got real bad breath, and this motherfucker talks real close. His breath, he has this one dead tooth right in the front, and the rest are all fucked up and jagged like he's been chewing on rocks and dead dudes' assholes. It's nasty. Like, I can tell why that dude's a shitty salesman. I wouldn't buy nothing from him. I'd just give that dude toothpaste and a fucking toothbrush and say, get out of here.
I mean, he is profiting then. Because you lost out on the toothbrush and toothpaste. So he's all right. He's not the worst.
I mean, he's not selling me anything.
He's not losing money.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, from a sales aspect, he's doing all right.
Yeah, if he turns back and sells that toothpaste and toothbrush to someone. He's also got the greasiest fucking looking hair I've ever seen this side of the 1950s.
Yeah, he looks like he's put straight motor oil in it.
Dude, he just looks like he smells.
Well, he's like a cartoon version of like a sleazy salesman.
Exactly.
And he is a sleazy salesman.
Every time he sees my brother, no matter how many times during the day he does it, he does the same goddamn thing. And now me and Andrew do it. He goes, Tommy! And my brother literally answered me. He's like, what the fuck do you want, dude? You just saw me. He's fucking retarded. He's weird, dude.
And if you're all set, that'll bring us to this week's Misconnections. I never knew how I felt
till the day you were gone. This kind of ties in with Perry. Male face sitter wanted. This is in Norwood, Massachusetts, for any of you dudes in the area looking to sit on someone's face. 48, 6 feet, 180 pounds, white and fit. Good-looking guy looking for another guy who wants to come by and smother me with your dirty ass. Dude, that might be Perry.
Do you know where he lives?
No, but he's about that size. He's not fit, though, and he's definitely not good-looking.
Yeah, okay. Like these people on the Craigslist aren't lying. That's what I'm saying.
You got to talk yourself up on this. Otherwise, dudes with dirty asses aren't going to call you.
I saw some shit today that was like, if a girl like from a dating website ever asks you like what your body type is, just be like Mac from Always Sunny, because that could mean ripped. That fat, could be fit. That could be fat.
Skinny.
Could be anything.
He's ripped now, too.
I know.
He's got abs and everything.
What that dude will do for a joke is ridiculous.
You gotta love his commitment, though.
Well, he let himself go for the show, and he also fucking got ripped for the show.
And now he's keeping it.
Yep. But continue.
Good on. That's the end. Just looking for some dude with a dirty ass to sit on some motherfucker's face.
Now, I don't understand the whole face-sitting aspect from a man-to-man perspective.
Oh, you mean because you're gonna get balls in your fucking face?
It's not
gonna be clogging your nose and fucking dick, dipping on your lips and shit?
It's not a good scenario.
No.
If you ever heard the Louis C.K. bit, obviously I know Rob has, but I'm saying for the listeners out there, about how there's constantly like a cup of water just like sloshing around in your underwear as how it feels like when you wear boxers. Like most guys have that sensation. There's this magical spot between your balls and your asshole called the gooch, and there's just always... That's a swamp. Even now, it's cold out. It's the winter. That's a swamp for most guys. Like, if you've had a day of work, you need to, you know, wipe that down. That's why you need to shower.
I guess that's why this guy was looking for someone with a dirty ass, because you're not going to find a clean ass unless you literally wipe their ass with a baby wipe right before they sit on your face. I don't get it. This shit seems nasty. I've got balls and I don't want them to be in someone's face like that.
Yeah, and if you want to eat ass, definitely the best case scenario is someone fresh out of the shower. And then you're still eating ass, though.
I assume he's eating ass, but he doesn't even say it.
He specified dirty ass.
Yeah, but he didn't say he was going to eat it. He kind of just wants to be sat on and smothered.
Is it the smell? Is he like the smell?
I don't know. That's weird. I hope not. Dirty ass doesn't smell good.
No, of course not.
Like, you have a fart.
Any dirty part of the human body does not smell good.
I used to know someone that liked dirty armpit smell. That shit was weird. And there are some people that like the smell of skunks.
I sometimes, if you had a good workout or something and you smell your own, sometimes
yeah, that's the spot.
Sometimes it's kind of good, but it's like, you still take a shower, but it's more like, oh, I just did some hard work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more of a good for me kind of thing. You know, had a good sweat. You ever have a good sweat, Rob?
Every day of my life. I'm fat, boy. I'll get a good sweat go eating a taco with some extra hot sauce.
You want some of that pot pie? I got some pot pie.
Nah, I just had a brownie.
All right.
It was a pretty good brownie, too, that fucking retard George's wife made him.
We gotta stop talking about people from work.
That motherfucker doesn't even know we have a podcast, and I ain't telling him.
No, I know. Well, at least we don't use that.
Also, if he did know, he wouldn't know how to listen to it.
These are all fictional characters we made up for the show, guys.
Yeah,
obviously.
They are. All fake.
Anyway, that'll about wrap us up this week. You can catch us on Instagram, Fresh Off the Grill Pod. If you want to email us, you can email us at freshoffthegrillpod@gmail.com with any questions, comments, concerns, topics of discussion on the show. Or if you just want to say hi, that's fine too. We got Facebook.
We don't have Twitter. I don't tweet.
We don't twat.
I don't Instagram neither, but we have one. We could do it, but we just don't.
But you can follow us.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate that. And download the Anchor FM app. Leave us a viewer voicemail if you want to be on the show.
Review us on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars, preferably.
We're 5-star men.
We are. Right now, we're holding strong with 5 stars.
The golden gods.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, adios.
Peace.
Okay, it's childish, can't be no homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my ass crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love pussy, I love bitches, dude, I should be running Peter.
Goddamn cat.
All over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My dick is like an accent mark, it's all about the overeat.
You can hear the cat.
Weird like nigga with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me.
I can tell I need pop filters now.
Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man. Kill beef, go ham. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast, bitch, girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Fuck you, pay me. Brand new whip for these niggas like slavery.
We are live. This looks a lot better.
Good to go.
We're coming back. This is part two. This is gonna be removed in post.
No.
We'll probably make the outtakes.
See my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check Maxim. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know. All I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire. Turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire. Turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. You know these rapper dudes talk shit, start killing. Fuck that, got goons like an arch villain. I'm from the south, ain't got no accent, don't know why. So this rapper's child's play, I do my name like Princess Di. Yeah, they say they want the realness, rapped about my real life. Told me I should just quit. First of all, you talk white. Second off, you talk like you haven't given up yet. Rap stepfather, yeah, you hate me, but you will respect. I put in work, ass Ludwig. Put my soul on the track like Shoes did. Play this for my cousin, now he can't even think straight. Black and white music, now nigga, that's a mixtape. Shout out to my blurs, they represent the realness. Shout out to Gambino girls, my dick is in the building. I know you hate me cause your little cousin play me out. I like black girls who nerdy, but when they dance they be saying ow. I'm sorry for who follow me. Chillin' with a Filipina at your local Jollibee. Yeah, I'm in her ass like side of me. So if you see my hand under the table, don't bother me. I don't talk soft, that's that other guy. I'm screaming what the fuck is up like I ain't see the sky. The shit I'm doing this year, insanity. Made the beat that murdered it, Casey Anthony. These rappers won't know what to do, cause all I did was act mean like a Looney Tune. And I'll give you all of me until there's nothing left. I swear this summer will be summer camp. Bitch.
See the blue cheese with wings and go fuck your mother.